The Watchtower, Study Edition, May 2026. This article will be studied during the week of July 6th through 12th. Bible Principles, Why Are They Important? Theme Text, Present Your Bodies as a Sacred Service with Your Power of Reason. Romans 12:1. Song 98, The Scriptures, Inspired of God. Focus. To explain what principles are and how we can identify them when we read the Bible.
Paragraphs 1 and 2, Question A. Why can the Bible be called an ancient book? Question B. Why is the Bible still relevant today?
The Bible is an ancient book. Its writing was started some 3,500 years ago, and it was completed nearly 2,000 years ago. And yet, the Word of God found within its pages is alive and powerful today. Hebrews 4:12. Millions of people testify that the Bible has helped them to cope with life in this modern world. But how could such an old book still be relevant today? There are two basic reasons. First, the Bible's message comes from the living God, the all-wise Creator. Second, the Bible is written in a way that reveals timeless principles. These principles remain beneficial no matter what era a person lives in or what challenges a person faces.
Paragraph 3, question, what questions will be answered in this article?
What are Bible principles? Why are they so important for us today? How can we identify principles when we read the Bible? This article will answer these questions. We will also see how the teachings of Jesus highlight the value of principles. What are Bible principles?
Paragraph 4, question, what are Bible principles?
Bible principles are basic truths on which God's laws are based. At times, a principle may be clearly stated within the law. Principles are, however, superior to specific laws. Specific laws may be limited in application. They may be given for a particular time or situation. But Bible principles reflect Jehovah's thinking in a broader sense. Principles could be described as the reason behind the law. There is a valid reason behind every one of Jehovah's laws. But the principles on which they are based can be applied in a number of different circumstances and are timeless. Laws may need to change, but principles do not expire or become outdated.
Paragraph 5, question. How can we illustrate the difference between laws and principles?
To help us better understand the difference between laws and principles, consider this illustration. A mother may say to a small child, "Don't touch the stove." That is a command or a law. But the principle or thinking behind that law is, don't touch something that is hot, otherwise you will get hurt. That principle is not just limited to a stove. It could be applied to a clothing iron, a heater, or any other hot item that could cause injury. That principle does not just apply in the family's home, but applies elsewhere too. Of course, as the child grows older, he will probably use the stove. However, he will still need to be careful not to touch it in a way that would harm him. So the law may change, but the basic principle behind it remains.
The picture collage for paragraph 5 shows a mother and her son cooking together in the kitchen. She warns her young son not to touch the hot stove as she cooks. Years later, she prepares a meal with her son as he cooks on the stove. The picture caption reads, "A law may change, but the basic principle behind it remains."
Why are Bible principles important?
Paragraph 6, Question A. What does Jehovah provide for us in His Word? Question B. How does Jehovah dignify us?
Out of love for us, Jehovah gives us specific direction in the form of laws so that we can avoid danger. Additionally, He helps us to understand the principles or the thinking behind those laws. By means of His Word, He provides us with His guidance in many areas of life that may not be governed by specific laws. Bible principles help us to make good decisions in life and to do what is right. By providing these principles, Jehovah dignifies us and allows us the freedom to make decisions that prove our love for Him and His standards.
Paragraph 7, Question. How can we illustrate the value of Bible principles?
To illustrate how Bible principles can help us, think of the road signs that drivers see along highways in some countries. Many of these signs inform us of laws that carry penalties for those who disregard them. These signs may specify the maximum speed limit or indicate when a driver must bring his vehicle to a stop. However, many other signs alert drivers to possible dangers. For example, these signs may warn that the road might be slippery or that animals might be crossing the road. An experienced driver uses good judgment and drives cautiously when he sees signs that alert him to dangers. For example, if it is raining or snowing, the driver will adjust his driving in these dangerous conditions. Similarly, while Christians strictly avoid any conduct that is specifically condemned in God's Word, they also avoid any thoughts or actions that could lead them to break God's laws. This calls for good judgment on their part.
The picture for paragraph 7 shows a car being driven on a winding mountainside road at night. Its headlights illuminate warning signs. The picture caption reads, "Many road signs represent warnings that alert drivers to possible dangers. Bible principles can help us in a similar way." Paragraph 8, Question. As mentioned at Romans 12, 1 and 2, what can our search for Bible principles train us to do?
However, there are other important benefits that come from searching for Bible principles and living by them. For example, we are trained to understand Jehovah's thinking on matters. When reading accounts in the Scriptures, we learn to look for practical lessons. We ask ourselves why Jehovah included these lessons in His written Word, and how we can benefit from them. In this way, we learn how to use our power of reason to serve Jehovah. We prove to ourselves the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Romans 12, 1 and 2 reads,
"Therefore, I appeal to you by the compassions of God, brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, a sacred service with your power of reason. And stop being molded by this system of things, but be transformed by making your mind over, so that you may prove to yourselves the good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
The footnote reads, "Christians are often called on to weigh Bible principles carefully. We need to understand how Bible principles relate to one another and to decisions that we may need to make. We can use our God-given power of reason or thinking abilities to make balanced decisions that will have Jehovah's approval and blessing." In the first century, this way of worship was a change for many Jews who had become Christians. They had previously lived their life following the many rules dictated by tradition. Paragraph 9, Question. What additional benefit do we gain from living by Bible principles?
Learning to live by Bible principles helps us to become mature Christians. When we live by Bible principles, our relationship with Jehovah improves.
Hebrews 5:13 and 14 reads,
"For everyone who continues to feed on milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is a young child. But solid food belongs to mature people, to those who through use have their powers of discernment trained to distinguish both right and wrong."
Young children may need an extensive list of laws or rules so that they will know how to act in various situations. They may obey these rules simply out of fear of punishment. But Jehovah treats us not as young children, but as mature adults. He trusts us to make decisions that are in harmony with His will, and when we do so, this brings great joy to His heart. How can we identify Bible principles?
Paragraph 10, question: how can we identify Bible principles?
When we search the Bible for lessons, we find principles that help us to understand how Jehovah thinks and feels about matters. We can also identify principles when we look for the reasons behind certain laws. The more we understand the reasons, the more we understand Jehovah. But in order to understand God's thinking, we must pray to Him for help, and we must develop our own thinking ability. We can ask ourselves such questions as, why did God give this law? If Jehovah does not approve of this conduct, how would He feel about similar conduct? What lesson do I learn from this Bible account, and how can I apply it in my life? Once we identify the reasons and the lessons behind the laws and the accounts in the Bible, we will be able to make good decisions in life, decisions that are in harmony with Jehovah's will.
Paragraph 11, question: in what way did Jesus show us how to identify Bible principles in His Sermon on the Mount?
In His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus showed us how we can identify Bible principles. Let us examine three examples. In each case, Jesus first stated the law. Then He revealed the thinking or the principle behind that law. As we meditate on what Jesus revealed, we will see how these principles can be applied in our modern world. At the same time, we will discern the practical benefits of these life lessons.
The picture for paragraph 11 shows Jesus sitting under a tree, teaching a group of His disciples. The picture caption reads, "In His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus showed us how to identify the Bible principles behind God's laws." Paragraph 12, question: what is one principle behind the law stated at Matthew 5:21 and 22? Matthew 5:21 and 22 reads,
"You heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You must not murder,' but whoever commits a murder will be accountable to the court of justice. However, I say to you that everyone who continues wrathful with his brother will be accountable to the court of justice. And whoever addresses his brother with an unspeakable word of contempt will be accountable to the Supreme Court. Whereas whoever says, 'You despicable fool,' will be liable to the fiery Gehenna."
You must not murder. What is one principle behind this law? Jehovah does not want us to hate others, in action, word, or even thought. Jesus indicated that even though a person may not commit an act of murder, he could still violate the reason for that law if he hates his brother. If someone continues wrathful with his brother or verbally abuses him, the individual who is wrathful would still be accountable. In fact, these are the very attitudes and actions that lead to murder.
Paragraph 13, question: how can we apply the principle found at Matthew 5:21 and 22 in our life?
How can the principle found at Matthew 5:21 and 22 be applied today? We should avoid becoming resentful or holding a grudge. Why? because these feelings can stir up hatred in our heart, which may lead to hurtful speech or actions. This includes gossip and slander that can damage or ruin the reputation of others. So even before there were such things as social media, blogs, the internet, or messaging apps, Jesus provided a principle that would alert mature Christians to the possible dangers when using these modern tools. In all situations, though, we should avoid hateful speech that could lead to what is often called character assassination.
The picture collage for paragraphs 12 and 13 shows the text block stating the Bible law, "You must not murder." Two sisters gossip, while another sister listens uncomfortably to what they are saying. Paragraph 14, question: what is the principle behind the law stated at Matthew 5, 27 and 28? Matthew 5, 27 and 28 reads,
"You heard that it was said, 'You must not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who keeps on looking at a woman so as to have a passion for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart."
You must not commit adultery. What is the principle behind this law? Jehovah hates not only immorality, but also thoughts that can lead to immoral conduct. Jesus explained that if a married man continues to look at a woman, other than his wife, in such a way as to have a passion for her, he has sinned. So immoral thoughts should be avoided at all costs, even if this requires intense effort on our part. This principle also applies to single Christians.
Paragraph 15, question: how can the principle found at Matthew 5, 27, and 28 be applied today?
How can the principle found at Matthew 5, 27, and 28 be applied today? We should avoid dwelling on immoral desires. Obviously, then, a mature Christian avoids all forms of pornography. He does not reason that he is only looking at immorality, so he is not doing anything wrong. He does not try to excuse such activity as simply looking at soft porn, which some consider to be less offensive than more explicit forms of pornography. In Jesus' day, there were no electronic devices, movies, or photographs. Even so, Jesus gave us a principle that teaches us how Jehovah feels about the material that might be published on such modern devices. This helps us understand that Jehovah would be greatly displeased by such modern practices as sexting or engaging in virtual activities that mimic sexual immorality. Heeding this principle helps a married person to avoid dealing treacherously with his or her marriage mate. It also helps all Christians, married or single, to avoid anything that could lead to sexual immorality.
The picture collage for paragraphs 14 and 15 shows the text block stating the Bible law, "You must not commit adultery." A brother deletes a social media app from his phone. Paragraph 16, question: what is the principle behind the law stated at Matthew 5, 43 and 44? Matthew 5, 43 and 44 reads,
"You heard that it was said, 'You must love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' However, I say to you, continue to love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you."
You must love your neighbor. What is the principle behind this law? Jehovah wants us to view all as our neighbor and show them love. Sadly, the Jews in Jesus' day had misapplied this instruction to mean that they could hate their enemies. But Jesus knew that this was not the intent of this law. He knew that his loving Heavenly Father expects us to view everyone as our neighbor, regardless of race or nationality.
Paragraph 17, question: What is the benefit of applying the principle found at Matthew 5, 43 and 44 in our life?
How can we apply the principle found at Matthew 5, 43 and 44 today? Love of neighbor will move us to refuse to get involved in this world's wars and conflicts. It will help us to deal kindly with those who are from a different racial, national, or religious background. It will also help us to forgive others who have hurt us or have hurt those whom we love.
The picture collage for paragraphs 16 and 17 shows the text block stating the Bible law, "You must love your neighbor." A couple in the ministry show the "Enjoy Life Forever" brochure to a man of a different race in a market.
Be determined to live by Bible principles.
Paragraph 18, Question A. What should we be determined to do? Question B. What will we discuss in the next article?
How grateful we are that Jehovah is willing to treat us as adults and not as small children. He wants us to apply Bible principles that will help us with the decisions we regularly make. As we make those decisions, let us be determined to keep perceiving what the will of Jehovah is. Ephesians 5:17. Our love for Jehovah, not fear of punishment, will help us make decisions that are in harmony with His will. But there is another gift that will help us in this endeavor. It is our conscience. That is what we will discuss in the next article. How would you answer? What is a Bible principle? How do principles differ from laws? What are some of the principles that Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount? Song 95, The Light Gets Brighter. End of article.